Ahava and blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us in activating, integrating, embodying, and remembering our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound healer, and I am your guide on this journey. This episode is the sound activation for the full moon in Capricorn, and this is for the second full moon in Capricorn, the one happening at 29 degrees. And if you want to hear all about the energies of this 29 degree Cancer full moon that is conjunct Pluto, check out the energetic update on this Capricorn full moon that is the prior episode to this one. As we breathe into these beautiful energies, getting ready for the sound activation. A sound activation is an energy healing. So please take this time to create a sacred space around you. Light some incense, burn a candle, however it is that you like to create the space. This is your sacred time, so make sure you are undisturbed for the next hour and change. And allow yourself to receive the energy. So sound is pretty easy to work with, as you can just open yourself to receive the energies, aligning it with your highest good. If you are listening to this on a platform, oh, that's very important. Please listen to this on a platform that does not cut in with advertisements. So no iHeartRadio. I forget what the other ones are that cut in with advertisements. YouTube does it. But yeah, please make sure you know that there will be no interruptions. Nothing is cut into the episode, because I myself am not cutting anything into the episode. Just so you know, this is a sacred container, and you can always go to my website and listen to any of these episodes as many times as you want for free without any interruptions. So my website will be linked in the show notes. It is Auset Ka, AusetKa, Alchemy, alchemy.com/podcasts with an S, and you will see the latest ones up top. Working on creating a search function for you guys so we can utilize the podcast episode library that way as well. But that is coming. Anyway, so all we need to do is be open to receive these beautiful energies. Long, deep breathing. Close your eyes. You can be seated or laying down. And just allowing yourself to relax into this sacred container. Start by calling in the directions, starting with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau. I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air, purify our thoughts and our words. I call upon Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy. Fill our being with your breath of life. Nourish our spirits with your gentle breeze. I call upon El Shaddai, the double-breasted God Goddess, to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call on the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, and purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water. Teach us ease, flow, abundance, fertility, creation. Bless us with healing. direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, of transformation, transmutation. Bless us with courage and confidence and strength, hope and joy. As I call upon Archangel Uriel, bringer of truth and illumination, I call in your fiery energy. Guide us into truth. Allow us to see and perceive the truth, to align with it. Illuminate our paths forward today and every day. As I call upon El Shaddai to activate the Huba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, the desire that is in alignment with your soul, with the divine light that is your soul. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, protection, safety, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. Traveling through the orbits of Mercury and Venus, through the atmosphere of the Earth, down through the clouds, through the ceiling and the roof above you, allowing her golden radiant light to activate and penetrate your energy field and body, starting with the Heter, the crown chakra. Of the highest vibrations of love. these to be dissolved into the golden light of Shekhinah, clearing away contracts and agreements we entered into to control and manipulate our intuition. Allow these to be dissolved and transmuted. Strengthen your connection to your inner sight, to your inner knowing, clearing away the veils from your true sight as we activate the Christ eye. Breathing the golden light of Shekhinah into the Tiferet, into the heart, as we open the heart to receive, expanding the heart, clearing away grief and loss and sadness and longing, pain and heartache, bringing in forgiveness, compassion, mercy, unconditional love, beauty, as we allow the heart to expand. allowing the golden light to purify the waters of your womb space. Thank you. Feel yourself connected to the dragon womb. They say that Pachamama is a dragon. So connect to the dragon energies. As you connect your golden umbilical cord of light to the crystalline womb of Pachamama, feel her love, her nurturing, her support, safety and the protection. In gratitude to Archangel Michael, we give thanks to all of our guides, to the angels and archangels, the light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love. We give thanks to the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine face of God and her golden energy, to Pachamama and her diamond white light, to Mary Magdalene Kala Mashiach, Yeshua Mashiach, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage, to the Hathors, to the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, Lyrans, Syrians, and Andromedans. We bow our heads in reverence, in gratitude, in love for all that we have received, for that all that we are receiving. In gratitude to the energies of this full moon in Capricorn and the Cancerian energies of this portal. Calling all parts of your being to the here and now. Wiggling your fingers and your toes and opening your eyes when you are ready. Ahava. What a beautiful and powerful sound activation. I am deeply grateful for your presence. If you enjoyed this, of course, subscribe, follow, 5-star review, share. If you would like to connect with me, I would love to hear how you received this. You can find me on YouTube, where I share videos sharing different mantras and practices and giving smaller bite-sized pieces of the energies that we are working with. You can find me on YouTube at Aria, A-U-R-E-A, Lara, L-A-R-A. On Instagram, Hold the Shekhinah, H-O-L-D-T-H-E-S-H-E-K-I-N-A-H. Or you can follow my account, which is at A-U-R-E-A, L-A-R-A. Thank you for your time and your presence. If you enjoyed this, of course, check out my other episodes and feel free to revisit this episode anytime you feel called to. You can listen for free on my website. The link is in the show notes. It is AusetKa, A-U-S-E-T-K-A, alchemy.com/podcasts. And you can take a listen to any of these episodes for free without any interruption. No advertisements. Have a blessed